Gary Boyle, manager of the Donegal under-20s. You find yourself now in a very, very good position, heading to an Ulster under-20 championship final after what was a comprehensive one tonight against Kevin.
Yeah, you know, probably this morning, you know, that's where we wanted to be at this time, 9 o'clock tonight. We wanted to be through the next round, which is the final, and you know, that's what we wanted to be. You know, whether we won by a point or 2 points or however we get over the line, we just needed to get over the line tonight. And you know, just glad now that we did, like, and you know, we have a big 7 days ahead of us now to get prepared for Tyrone next Wednesday night.
Before we look at that game on tonight's performance, even though you had a longer break than some of the sides since the last time that you played Tyrone here, it looked like the guys had actually never left here because they settled into the way they do things very, very quickly here.
Aye, you know, that's something we were chatting about even over the last few days. We were unsure of where we were with the 3 week break because we had a lot of games in a couple of weeks, and we built good momentum, and then we had we've trained very well, you know, but still I think we were anxious to get back on the pitch again, and we weren't too sure where we were going to be at the same level. Would we have dropped a wee bit? Would we have kicked on a wee bit? But very happy, you know, where the lads are, and I think the game tonight will stand us in great stead as well for next week.
Yeah. You had a couple of players back tonight. Obviously Cian McMenamin was in there starting, and Finbar Rorty, two players that have done a lot of work with the seniors. How big a boost is that now to you and to the group to have them available?
Oh, massive boost. You know, it's great for the group, you know, to have them back. And you know, our panel is probably just stronger now as it's been all year, like, and you know, it's something that we talked about, that we wanted to get stronger as the competition went on, instead of, you know, throwing everything at the first game or two and then maybe losing a bit of energy. We wanted to build energy and get stronger as the thing went on, you know, and we're in a good enough place with that at the minute.
And both of those players, of course, bring, I suppose, power to the game, and there's lots of other players that involved in this Donegal side have power as well, and something Kevin couldn't contain tonight. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah, there's a lot of pace there, you know. There's just a lot of ability, there's a lot of hard work, there's a lot of good footballers, there's a lot of intelligent footballers there now, but you know, it mightn't count for much, you know, this time next week. You know, you know, it's important, you know, that we put our best foot forward next week, and you know, we have a big job ahead for us next week. Like,
7 days is to the next game, so listen, you have to enjoy a lead up to a final, but at the same time, you have to park everything that's happened up to now. This is going to be a different challenge, and a different probably Tyrone team in such a way when they go into a final compared to a group game.
Yeah, that's right. Now the lads, they're a very level-headed bunch now. They're very mature, and they're very down to earth. Like, they don't need much of any of the management telling them, you know, about what they need to do. Like, they do a lot of even that themselves, but they're very focused, they're very tuned in, they're very hungry, but they're very down to earth as well, you know, and that's a great traits that they have, like. So, you know, yes, they will enjoy it, and you know, they enjoy coming to training, they'll enjoy the build up, the, you know, for next Wednesday, but they'll definitely will be focused on, you know, the job in hand and what they've got to do next Wednesday night.
Make your job a wee bit easier, do they?
Oh, without a doubt they do, surely. Yeah, no, they're a pleasure to work with now. They're just mad. That age group too, I think they're just mad for information, and you know, and mad for just even to work together, and you know, I think they know themselves, and they've got a quiet belief in themselves. They know what the ability that's in the whole panel and what they have, you know, and they're just pushing each other on, and you know, and they're quietly going about their business.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for coming up to talk to us so quick after the game tonight, and enjoy the build up, but work hard, get the work done as well, Gary, and good luck in the final.
Cheers, Oisín. Thank you.